here's a story from The World.
Zimbabwe has reached a milestone. This year, it's set to achieve food secure status for the first time in more than 20 years. That means that all Zimbabweans will have access to safe and nutritious food. The country got there thanks to a unique conservation method supported by the government. The La Nina weather phenomenon also brought some good rains. But as Columbus Mavunga reports from Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, farmers across the country need support so that they can continue to reap strong harvests.
67-year-old Judith Nyamanducha-Wonza takes me through her 3 hectares of corn, which she grew using a conservation method called Fumvudza. Fumvudza is a Shona word for early shoots. She says early planting in October is one of the reasons that her crops are healthy.
I'm expecting a bumper harvest this year. Conservation agriculture is good. Farmers use less fertilizers because we put manure in the soil. Also, mulching reduces soil erosion.
The conservation agriculture method from Fumvudza focuses on small plots which retain water easily and are more efficient than large-scale plowing. With the rains above normal this season, farmers are set to get more than they need and they will be able to sell the surplus. William Tom is from Foundations for Farming. The NGO is working with the government to teach farmers conservation agriculture in some parts of Zimbabwe.
We are teaching farmers to use their land in a way that will give them profit, but also in a way that will feed their families as well.
This year alone, the United Nations begged program includes about 4,000 farmers. Tom says his organization is reaching out to communities that are struggling. After years of recurring droughts and livestock diseases in Zimbabwe, one challenge is that many farmers have lost the cattle they used to pull plows. 52-year-old George Nyamakawa doesn't need cattle anymore. He says a war now does the digging and weeding of his corn and groundnuts fields. Both crops are less than 2 weeks from harvesting.
We like Fumvudza because it is easy to maintain. To those who are not part of it, I would encourage them to do so because it means in our country or Zimbabwe as a whole, there will be no food shortages.
For years now, Zimbabweans have been largely dependent on food handouts from international aid organizations such as the World Food Program, USAID, and World Vision. Reasons for the change of fortunes vary depending on who is speaking. The government's critics say the decline in agriculture started when land was seized from experienced white commercial farmers and given to black peasant farmers in the early 2000s. The government blames climate change. Claire Neville is the spokeswoman of the UN's World Food Program in Zimbabwe, an organization that has been providing food aid to millions of Zimbabweans. She says while Fumvudza has improved Zimbabwe's agricultural production this season, it's too early to say food handouts are no longer needed. She says some parts of the country had flash flooding and extreme weather conditions brought by tropical depressions.
These types of weather shows can have a devastating impact on crops and community assets, which then has an impact on people's ability to remain food secure.
Mandiva Mbarukuni is a former agriculture economics professor at the University of Zimbabwe. He now leads a charity focused on farming innovation on the continent called Barefoot Education for Africa Trust.
Fumvudza is not a panacea. In Africa, including Zimbabwe, there is not going to be one thing that solves the food production problem. There's no panacea at all. There's no silver bullet. But water harvesting is one of the essential elements moving forward. The disadvantage is it's very labor intensive.
The government says it's working on mechanizing Zimbabwe's agriculture with the import of tractors to till farmers' land. In the meantime, some farmers say conservation agriculture means they do not have to wait. Judith Nyamandu Chawonza again.
I enjoy digging, I enjoy mulching, and I enjoy preparing compost.
With such attitudes, Zimbabwe may again become the breadbasket of Southern Africa. For the world, I'm Columbus Mavunga in Harare, Zimbabwe.